This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Freestyle Friday, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's January 24th, episode 835, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, which to me, as a mother, by the way, just means that my husband will be home to help me tomorrow. It means nothing else than that. And that is just enough.
The diapers don't change on the weekends.
Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. You know, it's Friday used to mean I'm going out tonight. I'm going to get my drink on. I'm going to have, you know, do something tomorrow night, Saturday. Now it's like, oh, my God, he's going to be home to help me hold a baby. Seriously. That is
now,
it.
Is Chad a baby, a diaper changing daddy?
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah? He's awesome. He plays with him. He changes him. Well, I lay clothes out and he puts them on him. He does a really good job. I make the food and he'll feed him. So most things he's really good at, but I'm not ready to leave him home for a weekend. And that is what would happen if I were to join you guys. I'm so jealous. You're going up to Pennsylvania, Philly.
Yeah,
I'm really not jealous of Philly, but I'm jealous of where you're going.
They had a foot of snow about a couple days ago, and it's supposed to be 0 degrees tonight in Philadelphia. So you can be a little bit jealous. This is our one opportunity every year to see snow. That's the way I look at it. We'll see snow. Yeah. The unfortunate part about going to Philadelphia is it's dirty snow. But, you know, it's still snow. It's still sort of white. So we'll get to see snow, and then we can come home after 3 days and say, okay, that's enough snow. We don't need to see any more. That's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
We're done with it. Now, do you want to give me your credit card number so that we can just buy all kinds of stuff on your card on Monday?
Your wife already has it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it written down in a top secret place in my wallet. I'm good.
I figured. Jamie's the ultimate discount shopper when she goes to these things.
Because, of course, they're going to ADA, the Trade Association. And basically what that means is, because I didn't get it either, is you're going to the place where our tax stores go to buy stuff.
Right.
So it's like the inside skinny on everything that's going to be coming out in the tax stores coming up. So it's like one giant tax store. They don't sell everything, but you can at least try.
So on Monday, we'll be coming live from ADA, and we'll be doing Horses in the Morning live there. So you'll hear us talking to about 10 different people lining up with all kinds of new products. So if you want to be the first, I mean the absolute first, to learn about these new products coming to the market, you tune in to Monday's show, because that's where you'll hear about it first.
Yeah.
It's the speed show.
We have the exclusive.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we do have an awesome show today. I know you guys are leaving this afternoon, but we get to talk to Lisa Marie Kelly from Ice Road Truckers. How excited are you, Glenn?
I'm very excited. I love talking to Lisa. She's one of my favorite people to chat with. And, you know, regular listeners to all the different shows will know she's been on the driving show before, but she's never really been on the morning show because she doesn't get up that early. So
and she's a listener of ours, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, she listens. Okay. She listens to the Horse Radio Network while she's driving her truck on the ice roads up there.
And I have a super, super secret request for her, and we're going to talk it through.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk.
But she does have horses, which is why she's also on the show. She has a bunch of horses up there in Alaska.
Yeah. We're just not talking to a truck driver. Like there's a tie-in.
Yes.
We're also going to talk to Kat Nielsen of Eat Your Tart Out, and she's going to have some vegetarian recipes to go over. And those of you that do eat meat, you can go without it for a meal, so get your pens and papers ready. And then we're going to talk to Jim Kinney, founder of Horse Grooming Solutions. Of course, followed by really bad ads, which is where we give away horse grooming solutions. So hopefully you guys submitted your ads to Jennifer at Horse Radio Network, and here we go.
Well, my daily whinny goes out to our brand new farrier because we haven't had one actually since we came to Florida. Jennifer has always done Beaker's hooves, but we needed somebody to do the ponies to get them straightened out because we kind of put that off until we got them healthy. So Justin Morgan, believe it or not, is
no
the name.
Way.
Yes,
are you
that's
serious?
The name of the farrier. And if everybody knows their history, why do they know the name Justin Morgan?
Justin Morgan had a horse that the Morgan breed is based off of. Oh, my God. Who hasn't read Marguerite Henry's novel? Lolo. Justin Morgan is your farrier. That guy was born destined to be somehow involved in horses, and it makes me very happy that he's a farrier. Please give him a hug and a carrot for
and
me.
It's amazing because he's like 180 years old and still doing
looks good. He looks really good for 180 years old.
Wow. I want to back up a little bit. Jennifer trims Beaker's hooves.
Yeah, she's done that for years. She's pretty good at hooves. You've learned how to do it years ago from a farrier that we had. Nicest guy ever taught Jennifer how to do. Wanted Jennifer to become a farrier, actually.
It doesn't matter if you can. Why would you? That's one of those jobs where you're just better off paying somebody. So here's my daily whinny. My daily whinny goes out to the woman that I pay to do my horse's hooves. Her name is Janine. And to me, she's the best person on the planet. And she calls me and she says, your horses are ready. And I go, okay, come on. And I write her a check and I go out and I visit with her and I leave. And I don't have to bend over and pick anybody's feet up.
Awesome.
So
you don't even have to hold the horses?
No. Her mama comes along and her mama's like 180. Don't put that on Facebook because she's a follower. And she holds the horses. I don't have to do anything. I just go out there, hang out, take the baby out. They see her. They go, great. And then I go back in. It's awesome.
Well, we were a little concerned about P.T. Scooter because, he is a Hackney pony, and he can be a little iffy sometimes. Well, he was great. All you have to do is feed him alfalfa cubes.
Continuously,
and he's fine.
Yes.
So
he ate about 5 pounds.
Yeah, he ate a lot of alfalfa cubes.
That's a great diet plan for him.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
A fat Hackney is a happy Hackney.
I kept him off the ceiling like my last Hackney, who would spend most of his time on 2 feet when the farrier was there. The back 2 feet with the front 2 feet in the farrier's face. And that's how he spent most of his time. It was very difficult to show him that way.
PT was a star.
He was a star. He was really good. Well, let's do this. Let's head off right away this Friday to our first guest. Her name is Lisa Marie Kelly. She is the star of Ice Road Truckers. You've probably seen her. If you've seen the show, you've seen Lisa Marie out there in the ice roads, all bundled up in the minus 50 degrees, fixing tires and trying to secure her load. Well, she also is a horse person, has a number of horses. I'll post a video that she produced this week on our Facebook page today of all her little horses and miniatures out there playing. So you'll get to see them all on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. Let's say hello to Lisa Marie Kelly. Well, hi, Lisa Marie. Welcome to the Horses in the Morning show.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
We are terrific. Now, before we get started with your interview, though, I have to do something. And I have to do this to kind of embarrass you and also to let the audience know what cool thing you did for us at Christmas time. If you didn't hear the special Christmas episode we did, Lisa Marie submitted a poem because she's a listener to the Horse Radio Network. And she submitted a poem just for us. And I added a couple sound effects and some music to it. But I want everybody to hear it again. So let's take a listen.
Good morning, Horses in the Morning. This is Lisa Kelly, and I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas with a little poem I made up. Was the night before Christmas when all through the house, all the critters were stirring, even my spouse. My hubby has back pain, a herniated disc, that causes him to kick with a lot of frisk. The kitties are nocturnal and currently engaged in a fight, screeching and howling over a dead Christmas sprite. The horses are kicking the feed dish, proclaiming they'll eat whenever they wish. The dog lifts her head and opens an eye as I grab my things and wave goodbye. I'm off to work, you see, because I promised to work this Christmas Eve. As I started my semi and climbed inside, skipping Christmas one more year, I justified. I banged to a load and started my haul, a little more money to finish the stall. Only one more year, I promised my honey. You know how badly we need the money. But I had said this year after year, and I knew I was lying, and so did my dear. Because bills keep coming and things which to spend, I knew the cycle would never really end. We always think just a little bit more, and that soon becomes our eternal war. So while I'm sitting on the road alone, remember that who you've left at home. Don't do as I do as I say, and have yourself a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, guys, from the road.
That was so cool that you took the time to do that for us.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun to have something to do while I'm driving down the road.
Now, did you do that from the ice road? Did you call us from the ice road that day?
Technically, no, but close enough. I was just about ready to head up.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, you should not be driving on an ice road reading a poem. Just two hands on the wheel, please.
Well, no, I wasn't reading it, but I had to make it up. And then, you know, you pull over, you write it down, what you come up with, and you keep driving. You know, you do tire checks, write down the next line of your poem or whatever. And then I was fueling up at the gas station before I was heading north, and that's when I read it to you guys.
What do you do? Now, when they're not filming you, obviously, and you have a cameraman and whoever else in the truck with you, how boring is it? I mean, is it boring at times, or is it mostly thrilling, or are you worried about dying every minute of every day?
No, actually, I worried about dying twice this year already, and that was pretty unusual. I usually don't worry about dying a whole lot, and I got good scare twice this year. But it's not, I mean, it can be boring, but being bored isn't necessarily a bad thing. Because that's when I start getting really creative. So I have a lot of, like, iTunes University, like, podcasts to listen to. And so I've been taking astronomy and autism. Pretty cool.
I got to tell you, Jamie, she does so many things. Lisa's an artist. She's a horse person. And, you know, is into photography. And about every other thing she can put her mind to, you're into.
I like doing it all, that's for sure.
Now, Lisa, did I hear that you are a listener of this show as well?
Not faithfully, but yes, I have heard it for sure. But
okay, well, I have a special request for you. If you could, we will send it to you and just wear it in an episode, Horses in the Morning ball cap. That's all we'll ask. We're not going to ask you to talk about it, but maybe just wear a hat.
Just happen to be wearing it.
Yeah, just happen to be wearing it that day they're filming.
Do you have a shirt instead?
Oh, yeah, we can arrange that for you.
Because I'm not really a hat wearer, but I'll wear a shirt, but I don't know how well they'll like it because we're not supposed to wear logos. But I'll see if I can do it. And sometimes if we just get like a written release from you, then they'll allow it.
See what I'm doing, Glenn? Somebody's got to promote this show. And Lisa, you do have very pretty hair, so I get it. I wouldn't wear a hat either.
Don't want to mess up the hair, man.
I know, right? Well, you know what? I got it.
We're good for a bad hair day.
I have to ask, did you start out, and there's a method to these questions, did you start out as a truck driver, or did you go to a truck driving school? Like, is there some sort of different thing to drive in the ice roads?
I was born a truck driver. No. I was definitely a truck driver before the show came along, but I decided I wanted to be in a career by age 23. So I was like, well, shoot, I guess I'll drive a truck because I don't want to sit in an office. So I actually worked my way up. I didn't go to school. I just got a job. And so I did it the hard way, but I ended up with more experience that way rather than being a graduate from a school with no experience.
Well, see, my brother is in truck driving school right now, so I didn't know if you had a piece of advice for him.
School is a good way to go, except you have to pay for it. And the way I went, you have to pay for it. But, I mean, he's in school, and there's not a whole lot else I can really tell him about it. It's just that no matter who you meet, you can learn something from them driving truck. Doesn't matter if you've been driving years longer than them. They always have some little secret or tidbit that you didn't know.
Cool. Kind of like horses.
Would you say it's a good career?
It's a different kind of career, that's for sure. It's not for everybody. And you have to be able to be away from your family for long periods of time, but it's a good career for sure.
Now,
excellent. Get it. You can get it anywhere. Anybody can get it.
Now, tell me this. Tell us a little bit about your horses. This audience maybe hasn't met your horses yet. So tell us a little bit about what you have.
Oh, my. Well, I started out with a miniature horse that a fan gave me from Sunrise Pony Farms in Pennsylvania. And he just sent it to me. I'm like, he's like, I'll give it to you if you pay for the shipping. And I found somebody that shipped fairly cheap.
So to Alaska?
To Alaska. So Rocky flew up on an airplane at 6 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
You could put him. You probably put him on a seat in the airplane.
Yeah, almost. He was in the tiniest little crate, and he came out, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, it's a horse. And, like, it was, like, photo ops starting. I'm like, well, this is my life from now on with the mini horse. So he was kind of my experiment horse because I don't know how to train horses at all. And so I'm feeling like, well, if I mess him up, at least he's tiny. And I'll practice for my bigger horses. But he's such a little pill. But I was training everybody the other day, and he's the only one that would listen to me. So I'm like, okay, I love this horse. But he's pretty lazy, but he's funny because he does tricks. And I've been taking him to the arena. I want to get him certified to be like a, not necessarily a service animal, but go into like hospitals for kids and stuff. Because he loves kids, and he's really good with kids. So that's another one of my projects.
Well, he is cute as the Dickens. And you didn't stop there, of course. Once you got one, you had to have more.
Well, he was kind of because we were renting a place, and it's the only thing I could talk my husband into letting me have. I'm like, I want a horse, and if I can't have a full size, can I at least have a little one? And after him, you know, people are like, well, what do you do with a little horse? I'm like, everything. And they're like, well, you can't ride it. I'm like, well, yeah, but that's just like such a small portion, actually. He's been into bars and grocery stores and in the back of the truck and hiking, and he's my little pack horse carrying my lunch for me while I'm hiking. He's awesome.
Lisa, you're such a redneck. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I have the lifted truck and everything. I'm a total redneck.
That's funny. And now, then, you have a gypsy that I absolutely adore.
Yeah, he's my last horse that I got. My second one I actually got on the show. I got her when she was 6 months old. And then through a series of circumstances, she wasn't repoed, but I lost her for a little while, and I had to track her down. It took me a couple of years, and one of the Ice Road episodes was I was earning money to buy her back, and I finally got her back, and I'm not letting her go. She's such a prize. She's a walker. She's a Tennessee walker, and she's awesome. She's the most athletic, sweet horse I've ever known. My husband was scared of horses after Rocky, and then he found her, and she's just so sweet. He loved horses again.
Now, that's the one I see pictures of you on Facebook riding. Is that the one you're riding most of the time?
No, I actually ride the Gypsy the most.
Do you? Okay.
Just right now, because my husband's kind of claimed my walker, and my best friend claimed my walker for the summer because her horse went lame. So I'm like, well, you can ride her because I'm going to work on this guy. And then my Gypsy, he's a Clonanine horse. So he came from Ireland and went over to the East Coast, and he was a stud for a few years and got gelded. He was in Arizona, but he had like a lung problem. So they wanted him like out of Arizona. And when they found out somebody from Alaska wanted him, they were like, yeah, sure. So now I got this wild stallion, untrained Gypsy Vanner that they say Gypsies are supposed to be like Labradors or something. I don't know. I wonder sometimes. I'm like, well, I got to have my dream horse. And I got him, and I'm like, wow, I think I had my dream horse all along in Sky.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, but we've been actually having a lot of fun. Like, it's been a struggle because he goes introverted, and he kind of blocks out everything. And then when you finally get him to come out, he usually comes out exploding. And I think he can be dangerous that way, but we're working on it.
Well, I also know that you're starting to take up driving, and Wendy and I are very excited about that.
I know. That's where I started listening is the driving show, because while I was driving truck, I figured I could learn more about driving because I was getting into it. And I never, ever understood why anybody would want to drive a horse when you could ride it. But I don't know how I got into it, like harness racing. I did an interview in New York, and the lady's like, I heard you like horses, kind of want to take you to the track. And I got to go around the track with a trotter and a pacer, and I so fell in love, and I'm like, okay, I got to go home. I got to try this out. And I started driving. That's far more dangerous than riding on their back, so I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, but you can turn that carriage over very easily.
Yeah, and you know, when you try to get a horse stopped, you usually circle them down. You cannot do that in a carriage.
Nope. Or if you do, you need a lot of room. You,
well, yeah. Yes,
we were at a show over the weekend, Lisa, where Wendy was driving, and there were four wrecks this weekend. Four carriages went over during the show. One poor lady got run over by the carriage and up in the hospital. So,
oh my God,
it can't happen. One of the four hands actually went over in one of the obstacles, because when you got four horses out there pulling, that's a lot of power. And when they get going and, you know, the carriage hit one of the posts and the horses don't realize it because there's so much power out there that they just power through it. And sure enough, the carriage went over. So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I think my Gypsy's my one man four in hand. That dude is tough. He's 14 hands high. And we've worked all summer on training him in cart. We had him in the thing a billion times. I don't know what got into his head. So I got the nice carriage. I spent the money. I'm like, okay, now that he knows what he's doing, he's not going to wreck it. I'll put him in this. And we put him in that with my brand new harness on. Me and my friend were in the carriage, and he lost his head. And we were both pulling on one rein. I was standing on both the brakes, and he acted like none of us were there.
Wow.
We bailed off, and he hit the house and got stuck in the trees. And we're like, oh, my gosh, that boy is tough.
Gypsies are like little draft horse tanks. I mean,
he's a tank. Yeah. He's my pack horse when I go camping.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Now tell everybody what pastime your husband has.
Well, actually, that's how me and hubby met. Is that he's a freestyle motocross, and I raced motocross, and we met at the track. So we both like our dirt bikes too. Our other kind of horses.
Yeah, that's what I got to say is Lisa, you know, Lisa not only drives truck and does all these other things, but I've seen these pictures of her at trucking events that they bring you into doing your motocross thing demonstrations.
Yeah, that's actually been really fun. I got to do that in Truck Fest in England, and I got to do it here locally. So we were, my husband and his little gang were hired to do like a freestyle show in between car races. So I brought my bike too. I'm like, I'll push this ramp up and it'll be my jump. And then Carlisle was also invited to go with the trucks for the show. And we ended up racing them around the track. So I never took my helmet off. I ran over the truck and raced it around the track and won that and run back over and jump on my dirt bike and do a few jumps. That was so much fun.
Now, can I ask you a question? Does your husband know that you call it his little gang?
No. I don't know. I feel like it's my boys because I'm the one that's always there helping them out and encouraging them. And so we've kind of lost touch. But we got a ramp and a jump in our backyard now that the neighbor kids are using for a sledding hill.
Nice.
So now, Jamie's in Phoenix and we're down here in Florida. Tell us what your winter's been like. Has it, you know, the northern part of northern part of the United States has been really cold this winter. How about you guys?
Yeah, no, not so much. It's been actually one of the reasons it's been scary trucking is because it won't get cold. Oh. It keeps melting. Yeah, it's like it raining on ice. It was 2 below the other day and raining. I don't even know how that's physically possible, but it was raining, and when it hit the road, it would freeze at 2 below. And then it was like 30 degrees, and I had to chain every single axle on the truck because it was like raining on ice. It was a madhouse.
How long does it take you to put chains on all those tires?
Well, if I have to, well, here's the thing. You try to get away with as little as possible. and it depends on how cold it is, how fast I get.
Aha, yeah.
I see that show, and it never looks like you're dressed warm enough. The rest of the guys are all like in these big parkas with hats and, you know, all bundled up. And you're out there in this tiny little coat looking like you're freezing at minus 50. And I'm going, what is wrong with her?
She's cute.
I'm
She's
not
a girl.
Freezing. No, it's because I'm working so hard. I'm working up a sweat, man. Get too hot wearing all those clothes, and then you get all sweaty. And plus, you just jump back in the truck when you're getting cold, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, Lisa, it's been fun catching up with you again, and thank you again for our little poem at Christmas time. That meant a lot to us. We wish you the best of luck the rest of this season. You be safe up there, all right?
All right, sounds awesome. You guys have a good time with your sunshine, and ask me back anytime.
All right, thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Lisa, but before you go, give out your website.
My website?
Yeah.
www.thelisakelly.com.
Yeah, get the "the" in there. The Lisa Kelly.
The Lisa Kelly, because there's a Irish singer, Lisa Kelly, and we've been talking about swapping jobs for a day.
There you go.
I have a face.
I want to hear that, Lisa.
I would love to do that, but I can't sing. And then there's I have a Facebook page too, and I don't know what the site is or anything, but it's just the one with like 290,000 on it, I guess. So that one's my
Facebook. You have to be the most popular truck driver in the world.
I swear, it's so weird.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah,
thanks.
Well, that's Lisa Marie Kelly. Thank you so much for her to join us today. We're going to take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to be right back with our next guest, and we're going to be talking recipes today. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestine. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
We've got our next guest on the line, and you know, as Glenn always loves to talk food, today I get to talk food, and so does Lukey. We all get to talk food because we've got Kat Nielsen of Eat Your Tart Out here with us. Hey, Kat.
Hey there. It's so weird hearing my last name out loud, so.
You finally have a last name we can say.
I know. It is very exciting.
I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, I was looking at the recipes that you've provided for us today, and I'm super excited because I've actually got one of the items sitting on my counter, and I didn't know what to do with it, and that is spaghetti squash.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
I love it, but this is a new twist on it for me.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I had found a recipe for one a while ago. The sauce was okay. It wasn't a big deal. So I kind of changed it up. And that's kind of how we came up with this spaghetti squash with marinara sauce recipe. And my now husband, he was like looking at this thing like I had three heads. Like he did not want to try something that kind of looked like spaghetti, but he clearly
it's
knew
healthy
it wasn't.
Spaghetti.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Healthy.
I mean, for you to eat this entire thing is like 300 calories, which is ridiculous, but it tastes really good and it mimics spaghetti really well. So it's actually a very good, healthy recipe for just about anybody. And now this is something that my husband asks for all the time. He's like, when are we having spaghetti squash? So I always have to have a bunch on hand for when he gets that craving. So
yeah. And when you buy them, they really do last a long time. For those who don't know, explain, because I seriously doubt that Glenn's ever cooked a spaghetti squash. Explain what it is.
So it's a...
Well, you know me so well, Jamie.
It's a type of squash. It's very mild in flavor. And what happens is once you cook it, now you can steam it. I usually just bake mine in the oven, kind of pierce it with a fork, kind of like you would maybe a pie crust, so it doesn't kind of overflow in the pan.
You don't peel it or anything. You leave it.
Yeah, you literally just have it. You take out the seeds, and then you poke it with a few like I poke it with a fork, just kind of all over so it gets that nice even airflow. And once it gets soft enough to where you can pierce a knife into it very easily, kind of how you would know when a potato's done, what you do is you kind of let it cool a little bit so you don't burn yourself. And then you just take a fork and, similar to how you would get pulled pork or pulled chicken or something, you kind of pull the strands. And as it loosens up, it looks like spaghetti. It's the craziest thing, but it's also really good and for you.
Oh. Yeah. So I cut mine in half and then I did put olive oil on it and cook it face down, maybe a little bit of water in the bottom of the pan, and just bake it at 350 for an hour. And then you can just scoop it out like scooping out a potato, you know, just with a spoon. And all this, it just comes out spaghetti. You take a little fork and kind of separate it. And it's literally looks just like spaghetti noodles, the way that it separates when it cooks, hence the name spaghetti squash. Now, what I've always done with it is just, I know it's called spaghetti squash, but we just put butter and salt and pepper, and there you go. But yeah. Kat's stepping it up a little bit.
Well, I've always loved it kind of with the Parmesan cheese and stuff like that, and it's been always good that way. But the marinara sauce I found was a very kind of new twist on that.
Now, you have we don't need to go through the whole marinara sauce recipe. I think people would get lost. But this is, I always just buy, you know, canned sauce. But I like this recipe you have. I was taking a look at it. That does look like something I want to try and make.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Because for you,
I'm not so sure about the spaghetti squash part of it. I don't like squash to begin with. So now tell me,
Does it taste like squash?
That's my question. So if I don't like squash, you know, to begin with, then will I like this?
You will. I mean, it's one of those things where I think it's the squash in there is kind of like, you know, people kind of stay away from it for that reason. And they, you know, don't really understand when they're looking at the market to kind of see spaghetti squash. But it's got a very mild flavor. If you eat it just by itself, you kind of get that squashy flavor. So like with butter, you're going to get the fat that kind of covers it up a little bit. Or is like with a marinara sauce, you'll get the acidity that kind of covers it up. If you eat it just by itself, I can't say it's something I'm going to pick up and just eat that way. And I think that's why, like my now husband, it wasn't big on his list of things to eat because he had it before and he just tasted squash.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Sounds like baby Luke agrees with me. But
Yes. He actually likes it. Thank you very much. He's had it in the blender and he loves it. So
spaghetti squash is a good carrier. Am I right?
Yes, it's like spaghetti noodles, exactly. It kind of carries whatever you're putting on it. And if you can get over the fact that you're eating squash, Glenn, it's something actually healthy. You'll actually like it. Chad likes it, too.
I'll have to try it because, you know, I'm limited on my noodles. I can only have rice noodles because I don't do the gluten thing.
Right.
So, and rice noodles, you know, I found very few good rice noodles. Most of them turn mushy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than eating mushy noodles. I'm sorry. They're just, it's like you cooked a regular noodle too long and they got limp, and that's what happens to rice noodles normally.
It's so true. It's so perfect for you then, Glenn. Perfect. So for those who don't know, how do you pick a good spaghetti squash?
I found it's similar to kind of most vegetables and fruits that usually you want one that's heavy for its size. You want one that's all the same color and just kind of feel it around too, because sometimes I find ones that are bruised, and that's not something you can always get them bruised and kind of cook them right away at home. But like you said, Jamie, they do last a long time. So as long as you're getting one that's kind of free of blemishes and soft spots, it'll last a pretty good long time in your kitchen.
How long do they last, Kat, after you cook them?
Not that long. I'd say it's probably like a week is kind of your safe bet if you really want to go that far. But it's best just to kind of cook them. I usually do it the day before. Normally, I've got something in the oven. So if I know I'm going to have spaghetti squash later in the week, I'll throw it in the oven while it's hot. And that way I don't have to turn it on twice. And then I just let it cool, because that's the one thing. When you're kind of shredding the strands and kind of scooping it out, you don't want it straight out of the oven because you'll burn your hand like crazy. So it's better not to go that route and just kind of let it chill out. So normally what I'll do is I'll just cook it up, let it sit, then the next day I'll shred it up and then use it in whatever recipe I'm doing.
Or you have zero patience and you have realized that you don't have anything for dinner, so you just basically get a hot pad in one hand and a big giant spoon in the other, and you just scoop it out and burn yourself. That's the way we do it in our house.
Pretty much, yeah. And I have had people before that have microwaved it as well. They'll usually kind of throw a plastic sheet of plastic over top your saran wrap. I just hate using my microwave for something that's going to be cooked for so long, and I hate plastic wrap. But again, if you fall into that category where that's how you cook things, by all means, you can do same way, scoop out the seeds, throw a piece of plastic wrap over it, and cook it that way if you need it in that big of a hurry. But I always recommend oven because I think it tastes better.
I agree. Now, you know my thoughts on microwaves, Glenn. There is something wrong with a microwave if it can make things boiling hot and the walls are not hot. I'm sorry. It just makes no sense to me. And there's some, you're injecting cancer into a good, healthy squash.
I couldn't live without a microwave.
There was a recent study I saw that had these kids who did a science experiment, and one microwaved water every day, and they planted two plants side by side. One microwaved water every day and cooled it down and fed it to their plant, and then the other one just fed it tap water. The one that was fed microwaved water died and couldn't be sustained.
Seriously? See, I knew I was onto something.
Yeah, it's kind of just, you can Google it and find it. It's really kind of shocking.
I can do that with any kind of water. I don't care what kind of water it is. I can kill that plant.
Kill that plant That's right. in minutes.
That's right. Tell you what, Kat, we'll get to the next recipe, but I wanted to tell everybody, we will put this recipe with the complete marinara sauce, which I'm dying to try. We will put that on our Facebook page and also in our show notes, and you can find it at eatyourtartout.com as well. So what's the next one?
It is an everything bagel hummus. Now,
yummy.
I grew up on the East Coast, so everything bagels were kind of a norm, and I'm realizing
what
like
is an everything bagel.
See, what is this? Like, I can't.
Seriously?
Yeah, see? Anyways, an everything bagel.
Sorry. I grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where, you know, it was Amish Mennonite food, where everything was bland and not exotic.
Not a bunch of Jewish bagel shops, huh?
No, there really wasn't.
So, yeah, it's definitely a New York thing, and it has migrated, especially, Glenn, if you've gone to Wegmans, which I know you do. They exist at Wegmans.
I'm going to be there tonight, Kat. Tonight.
What?
Philadelphia, at Wegmans. Every Friday when we get there, we go to Wegmans. There's one the next exit up, and every morning we go to Wegmans to get our lunch. Oh, so wonderful.
But see, you can't eat wheat, so this kind of, well, this is why you have to try the hummus, is because it's got all the seasonings in it. So, for those of you who don't know, an everything bagel typically has poppy seeds, sesame seeds, salt, onion, and garlic. And depending on where you go, New York, I've always found that there are other places when you consider an everything bagel may not, but caraway seeds are usually on there as well. So it's kind of like the kitchen sink of bagels.
So yes. It's a bagel with 85 different kinds of seeds on it.
Yeah, and they get stuck in your teeth, but it's just so darn good that you suck it up.
Have you had an everything bagel? Well, you were from Atlanta, so you were used to going to those good delis and stuff.
Oh, anytime I go to a bagel place, I would get an everything bagel because you can put anything on it. But I love the garlic pieces and the salt pieces and the poppy seeds, and all of it is just on top of the bagel. So by the time you finish your bagel, your plate or piece of paper usually is covered in all these seeds, and then you just lick your finger and you smear it around, you eat everything. Sorry, I'm getting hungry listening to this. God.
Well, tell us about the topping. Tell us about the hummus.
Well, so in the recipe, I guess, and you'll repost it, I've given you kind of an outline for the everything bagel seasoning. So that you can sprinkle on just about anything. I've actually found it really good to be on steaks and things like that. You can put it on maybe spaghetti squash. I don't know. Like, you can do it in a lot of things. Dips, I found it's really good. You know, get a sour cream, you can add that to it. Get cream cheese, because maybe you can't find the bagels around you, but you want to add the flavoring to your bagel, add it to cream cheese and spread it on. So I gave you the basic recipe for the seasoning, which is just including everything we just talked about. Very simple. And then the recipes for hummus, which I thought tasted amazing with either pita chips or carrots or vegetables.
I have a question. Okay. I'm looking at this ingredient list here, and maybe it's me, but you have your hummus as, sorry, this is vegetarian nerd right here. You have two cans of cannelli beans. Are those not the same things as chickpeas or garbanzo beans?
They are not. So this is, it's a hummus in the sense that you're using beans, but I find that the cannelli beans have more of a subtle taste to them, whereas garbanzo beans, they have a twang to them, if you will. Like, there, you can definitely taste a difference. The cannelli beans are just like a white bean that don't have as pungent of a flavor. So, like, something like this that's going to pack a lot of flavor, you can just use those.
And you're doing that because you want your base to be less potent because you're putting all these seasonings in it.
Yeah, and that's why I do that. I mean, you can absolutely try it with garbanzo beans. I haven't yet, but it just, I like the white beans with it.
So just to go through the ingredients real quick, she's got 2 cans of Caninelli beans, 3 tablespoons of the seasoning that we'll post online because it's a lot of stuff. Sesame seed oil, which is also I use tahini, which is also something you can buy, and that's sesame seed, but they're ground sesame seeds. 1/4 cup olive oil and 1 whole head of roasted garlic. Yum, yum.
Yeah. So the sesame seed oil, yes, you'd normally use tahini. There's not many people that, unless you're a hardcore vegetarian or make hummus all the time, you might not have it. Sesame seed oil is great for stir fries and dressings and stuff. I find more people have it on hand, and it just gives you that potent, really like full of sesame seed flavor. It's just delicious.
I like that because tahini, I get it at, you know, Trader Joe's and stuff, but tahini is actually pretty expensive and it doesn't last very long. So I'm going to try it with the sesame seed oil. It's a good idea.
Yeah. And then the garlic, I just love garlic and roasted garlic. You don't get that potent garlic flavor. So I love roasting it and adding it to this. Just give that nice kind of subtle garlic flavor on top of everything else.
This looks delicious. I gotta cook.
Well, Kat, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Kat, you can find her at Eat Your Tart Out. And by the way, it's spelled T-A-R-T-E. EatYourTartOut.com or Eat Your Tart Out on Facebook is probably the best way to keep track of everything that you do over there. You have a terrific blog, and I certainly like following it and reading all the comments and people contributing. And I like it that you're developing a neat little community over there of foodies, and a lot of them are horse people. So it's cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys, and we'll talk soon for the chocolate challenge.
Yes, chocolate challenge coming up. Can't wait.
Woo-hoo, that's going to be fun. Can't wait.
Thanks, Kat.
If you are looking for a cure for the winter blues, then the Southern Equine Expo is the answer. Formerly the Southern Horse Bonanza, the Expo will return to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum in Murfreesboro, Tennessee on February 14th through the 16th. During this event, attendees will enjoy clinics presented by nationally known horsemen, educational seminars, and hands-on demonstrations. And new to this year's Expo are competitions, including a blacksmith and farrier competition and a youth ranch horse challenge. Many past guests of the Horse Radio Network will be clinicians at this fantastic event. Chris Cox, Tammy Crawford, Dick Pieper, Chase Dodd, Lisa Wysocki, Mark and Miranda Lyon, and so many more covering a diversity of disciplines. Our good friend Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses will be doing the announcing. Plus, it is one of the most affordable expos in the country at only $9 for adults for advanced tickets. Oh, did I mention the shopping? There is lots of it, and who doesn't need a shopping fix in the middle of February? If you live anywhere near Tennessee, plan a trip to Murfreesboro for the Southern Equine Expo, presented by Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment. That's February 14th through the 16th. Visit them online for all the details at southernequineexpo.com. And next up, we go from talking about food to talking about grooming, because those two just seem to go together. I don't know why. But we have with us Jim, and Jim is the founder of Horse Grooming Solutions. And Jim, first, welcome to the show and good morning.
Well, thank you, and good morning to all of you as well.
I got to thank you for being a sponsor of the show and for donating product for our really bad ad segment, which is coming up here very shortly. Your products have been a great hit, and we use them here at the barn, and I use them on my little rescue pony, and Jennifer uses them on her quarter horse, and I know Jamie uses your products as well. Today, what we thought we would do is Jennifer wants to get with you and do a review of one of your products, the Healthy Hair Care Herbal Wash.
Okay, perfect.
The Healthy Hair Care Herbal Horse Wash. We got the one that comes in the clever little quart-sized container that you screw directly to your hose.
Correct.
And you simply get the horse wet, and then you turn the little switch so that the product comes out and it mixes with the water, and you spray your horse all over, and then you let it wait for a little while, and then you rinse it off again, and your horse is magically and wonderfully clean. And I wanted to have you on to talk about it a little bit, because I'm a little bit of a traditionalist when it comes to washing the horse. You get the bucket and the sponge and the suds. And
I'm not. I love your product more than anything in the world. It's the greatest invention ever. Sorry, carry on.
Well, here's the thing, because, you know, we always thought, well, that's the only way you can get your horse clean, right? And when you're finished, your horse looks spectacular and you look like something the cat dragged in. So exactly. Is that why you developed the product, Jim? Is it because you got tired of watching people get soaking, sopping wet and be disgusting?
Because nobody would go out to dinner with him. That's why.
Well, you know, as you know, when you're washing with a bucket and a sponge, and of course you're reaching up to the high areas on the horse's back or across the top of their neck, their poll, and their head, the soapy water is running down your arm. You're probably getting more on you and the ground than you are on the horse. This just makes it easier to get the job done a lot faster and more effectively. And what we did is, this is a perfect system, actually, that delivers spray in a perfectly preset dilution ratio. It actually is 100 to 1.
And really?
You're gonna get the,
wow.
Yes, correct. You're going to get the right amount of water, blend it with the right amount of soap to do the job effectively. Now, on the dial, you can adjust the strength of the product. There are two settings. One is for rinse, which I would suggest people to use to start with. Get your horse wet. And I always start from the bottom up because if the water's a little cold, you don't want to shoot this right in their face or across their back or belly and have them jump on top of you. So start at the legs, work your way up. Once you get them wet, then turn the dial back to rinse or wash. I'm sorry, to wash. And that's going to set the soap in the right dilution combined with the agitation and pressure of the hose and the nozzle to wash your horse. It actually, it's like a car wash, but of course in your hand. And if you need to use a brush or a sponge to do extra scrubbing, of course you can. And I've done that with the spray in one hand and a brush in another. If I've got a really dirty area of the horse or a horse who has a lot of white on them, such as a paint, or they've got white legs or ankles where you need a little extra elbow grease, you can certainly do that. But what I think is great about this, and I think most of you would agree, is when it comes to washing the horse's tail, rather than sticking it in a bucket and getting it all knotted and tangled and really not getting an effective wash, you start at the top, the tail is hanging straight down, the pressure and agitation of the hose combined with the dilution ratio on the nozzle perfectly wash the horse's tail. And of course, once you get it soapy, and I'll use my hands to sort of work it through the into the tailbone, all the way from the dock of the tail up down to the bottom, and then finish off with using your hand as a squeegee to rinse out the soap and then rinse with water, and you've got a perfect wash. Now, what also makes this nice is that this formulation is a blend of high-grade natural botanical extracts, and I'm sure some of your listeners will recognize a number of them. We blended this with ginseng root, alfalfa, wheat germ, licorice, nettles, aloe juice, soy protein, and probably one of the best ingredients is Arnica Montana flower, which is a natural moisturizer. It helps to soothe, relax, and soften the hair and the skin. It will take care of minor skin irritation. And then we paired that up with a great cucumber melon fragrance, and you've got a beautiful horse by the time you're finished. And you will also notice that when you are finished, the shine is incredible and the softness in their mane and tail. It's almost like you've conditioned and moisturized them with this soap. And that's because of the ingredients and the and it's pH balanced, of course, for the perfect wash.
You know what else? You know what else is awesome about it is when you're at a horse trial and there's like 100 people lined up, yes, dipping their hands in the buckets, getting all soaking wet, and you walk up and go, and you just spray your horse wet, spray him soapy, spray him dry, and walk away. It's awesome.
You're
everybody
done.
Looks
yes
at you like, where'd you get that? What is that? I swear I could sell these things at horse trials. You just send me, here you go, $20.
You're hired.
Jim's going to call you later.
Is it possible to hook it up to my 5 horsepower pressure washer? Or is that not a good idea?
Maybe. You certainly don't want to blow the bottle off the nozzle.
Okay,
so I would make sure that the PSI doesn't exceed anything short of a flamethrower. So.
He's got a pony.
Yeah, that's right. Pony being the next county.
How'd that dent get in the side of your pony, Glenn?
Does your pony have no hair at all?
Now you should be fine with the dilution ratio that we, and you only really need 25 psi to get a really good wash, and of course most people probably have a greater pressure ratio, but if you're using it out of well water, you know, 25 psi is perfect.
How long does the bottle last?
Well, you know, we have 8 to 10 washes on there, but actually you're going to get way more. I've measured it myself, and I've gotten in the excess of 20. It just depends on how you use the product. If you're using it at full strength on larger animals and you really need to do a thorough job, then you're going to, it's going to go a little bit faster. But for just general washing, you should be good. And I know you're going to get more than what we've suggested, but we want it to be on the safe side, depending on the size of the animal that you may have to wash.
So you should get 150 with your pony, Glenn.
Yeah, right.
You know what, though? I find I'm so cheap. Like, I frantically wash. I'm like, okay, on and spray. Like, spray the top, spray the bottom, spray the side, spray the legs. Done. Turn it off. Go to the other side. Spray the top, spray the neck, spray the legs, spray the body. I'm like, okay, done.
Well, you know, that's the reason why, and that makes perfect sense. That's the reason why we use this dilution ratio, because you're not drawing a product out in excessive amounts. It's the right draw for the amount of water that is mixed with the product. So you're not wasting it. So go ahead and spray and wash to your heart's content. Your horse is only going to look better for it.
I think I've used other products that don't have that 100-to-1 ratio, and it like sucks the whole bottle dry in a couple minutes. So
that's correct. Right.
Yours is a lot better.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Is it good? This is cold or hot water?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yes. Either way, you're going to get really good suds. Lots of bubbles.
And I don't have to get in there with the curry and scrub them down and then hose them again.
Well, not necessarily, unless you're washing, as I mentioned, a horse that has a lot of white, or a gray horse, or a palomino who's found a lot of green spots, if you know what I mean, to lie in. You might have to use a little elbow grease. But actually, the pressure combined with the agitation and, of course, the dilution ratio are going to give you a very effective wash. I think you'd be surprised.
We're going to buy the gallon refill size next, Glenn.
Okay. Good.
Because I love his stuff. And their hair is so soft when you're done. That was the cool part. It was soft, and the dirt seemed to be a little bit less likely to stick to it. Was that just my imagination?
No. That's because of the blend of the botanicals. That helps to really deep clean and condition and moisturize not only their hair, but their skin. So, and plus the fact that it's pH balanced, it's going to be absorbed and stay and perform as it should, as opposed to a soap that might not be, you know, just the right pH.
Now, you're saying pH balanced. That means pH balanced for a horse, not a human.
Correct. Well,
see,
this actually, yes, that is true. But the pH in a horse's hair and skin is very similar. It's comparable to human. In fact, we also say that this is great for dogs as well. Super for dogs, and it's safe for the environment. It's very user-friendly, and short of saying it's a green product, because it does incorporate all natural products with man-made, but carefully blended, so you get the right cleansing properties and conditioning and moisturizing properties.
So, Jim, I learned more about this product that I already loved. Where can folks, if they can't get it at their local tack and feed supplier, where can they get it from?
Well, there are a number of online shopping sites. In fact, if you go to Horse Grooming Solutions, you can be directed to stores that will carry the products. I know most of the larger national mail-order chains, for instance, Dover, KV Vet Supply, Jeffers, just to name a few, Smart Pack Equine, they carry this product along with other products that we have to offer. So they're readily available. And, of course, the following for this one has only been growing over the past number of years that we've had it. And fortunately, you'd like this enough to have me come on your radio show and talk about it.
Well, convenient.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, are you going to be at Ada this weekend?
Yes, I will be. Will you folks be there?
Yeah, we'll be there. As usual, we'll be recording there, so we'll definitely look you up.
Okay, very good. I look forward to seeing you folks, and I thank you for having me.
HorseGroomingSolutions.com. Thanks, Jim.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And that's right. It's that time of the week that everybody loves, the time for really bad ads, when our listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads for us to kind of poke fun at. And Jennifer will tell you about the prizes for this week's really bad ads.
On the prize table this week from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. And there might just be some healthy hair care herbal horse wash in there. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And on the opposite side of the table from Trafalgar Square Books, The Alchemy of Lightness, by Dominique Barbier and Dr. Maria Katzmanis.
Close. Close enough.
Close enough. The authors examine how lightness is generated, how it occurs, and how to harness it. It is a beautifully illustrated hardcover book with color photographs, and it provides the reader a thoughtful and thorough examination of dressage from a scientific and spiritual point of view. You can purchase The Alchemy of Lightness by visiting horseandriderbooks.com, or you can go to the show notes page for this episode, January 24th, 2014, at horsesinthemorning.com, where we will have a link.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, we get started today. I actually have my own submission to start today. It was something I saw on Facebook this morning, and it just cracked me up. And I thought of Jamie right away, especially with the first one. There's this vet hospital, and it's called Ugali Vet Hospital, E-A-U. I don't know how you say that. But it's in Florida. I looked it up. It's in Florida. And they have a big sign out front where they change the little letters and the sayings, you know, a lot. Well, here are some of them that they've had up recently. No Hump Wednesdays, 10% off spay and neuter. I just thought
about
you.
I love this. I saw this too. This is so great.
Live nude dogs, free lap dances. We like big mutts. We cannot lie. I love that one. Only the balls your dog needs are the only balls your dog needs are the ones he fetches. Whoever does this has a sense of humor. If you don't talk about your cat, if you don't talk to your cat about catnip, who will? And neutering your pet makes them less nuts. I figured that half of these are really, you know, with your mantra, that you would love these.
I love it. I saw that post too, and it just cracked me up. It's so perfect. And I love the fact, I would go to that vet clinic if it was close by.
I got to call them. I'm going to call them and see if we can get somebody on, because anybody that has that kind of sense of humor, we want on the show.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyways, saw that on Facebook. Let's get to the listener submissions here this morning. Leilani sends this one in.
We've seen this one before, but it's been quite some time, and this just makes me very happy. This one, I
want
to call.
Makes me want one. Yeah.
I know.
Yes, we have seen this, but I think it's been a while. Two unicorns for sale must go together. Two unicorns for sale, $930,000 in Hartford, Connecticut. And of all the places I thought would have unicorns, I didn't think it would be Hartford, Connecticut. No. But anyway.
They got money up there.
We are selling two purebred unicorns. Male is 3 years old, named Pegasus. Female is 5 years old, named Daisy. Price is $930,000 per unicorn. Unicorns are hand-fed from birth and require just as much attention if you decide to welcome a unicorn into your home. We are the only fully licensed unicorn breeder in North America and are NUBA certified. Now call now to be put on a waiting list on which wait times start at 9 months out. Serious inquiries only, please. We offer unicorn eggs for purchase as well. NUBA, National Unicorn
Breeders Association of America.
There you go.
Hey, it's perfect. Perfect.
Who knew?
Good. Well, one. Andrea sent in the next one. I do love that, and I want a unicorn. It's like a tiny lap giraffe.
Yeah. You can have both.
Seen those in a while. I could. Sorry. I'm watching on one screen of the computer, just so you guys know right now, little man is in my lap. One screen is the really bad ads, and the other one is a puppet show. It's just hilarious. So Baby Einstein puppet show. Apparently you can YouTube anything to entertain yourself.
I was
going to
hang up on you if you said he was watching My Little Pony on the other screen.
No, that doesn't hold his attention as much as the he's got a new favorite show. It's Yo Gabba Gabba. So Okay. Just don't even Google that one right now. It'll just embarrass me. Andrea McCullough sent in this one. AQHA Mare Sorrel $2,800. MS Hade style has been on many trail rides. Tie line trimmed loads has been worked cattle. You can open gates on her. She neck reins, backs, and even can spin on her hind end. Bad habits. Might buck. Might not. Hard to catch unless you have a feed bucket, but always ready to go. She might be 15 hands, but wide.
Does that mean she might be 15 hands wide? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know, but it sounds like she's as round as she is tall, especially if you have to give her a feed bucket to catch her.
Let me give everybody a clue. If you see bad habits and they actually have to list them in the ad, just don't even bother going. You know, it might buck, but it might not. But the times it might are very bad.
It's going to buck.
Yeah.
It's going to buck. Come try it out.
But you don't have to worry about it because you're not going to be able to catch it. So you don't even have to worry about it.
Uta sent in the next one. Horse, $300 in DeQueen. I don't know where DeQueen is. American Saddle Horse. not a lick of punctuation.
which Luke thinks is pretty cool.
American Saddle Horse, 5-year-old, rides great gated. She is a stud, but handles really nice. Moderate riders to experienced riders all will enjoy riding. This one comes with saddle black with a white on head, asking 300 firm. I'm a greenhorn as a rider. I easily ride. No troubles out of him with mares or around geldings. Must sail. If I can ride you, you can come have a price, look price, if firm. What?
I have no idea what you just said.
Wow.
I love the fact that she's a stud.
She is a stud. She is a stud. But if I can ride you, you can come look. Wow, that's a personal ad.
Yeah, it is. That's Dusta DeQueen that you see up on top.
DeQueen, you can ride DeQueen. That's awesome.
That's funny. Thank you, Uta, for sending that one in. That was a classic. James Worth sent this one in, and this one's fun, too. I always get the ones about manure. I don't know how that happens. Easy organic gardening, horse manure and sacks, buck a bag, $1. The original buck a bag manure and still the best. Many repeat customers swear by our manure. This is horse manure with small amounts of dirt and leaves. In easy to handle empty feed sacks, about 30 to 40 pounds per sack, perfect for our sandy soils. Add structure and nutrients. Put out now for your spring or summer planting. Only a buck a bag picked up near Melrose or call for reasonable feed delivery. Always trading for, get this, now this is new. There is not guns listed here, by the way. Listen to this. We have a whole new line of things he trades for. Always trading for jam, jelly, honey, relish pie, jerky, fruits and vegetables, baked goods, used tires, old car parts, or items or value.
That's awesome.
Nothing like used tires and baked goods all in one sentence.
By the way, I have to say this. I don't know if I'm trading for some shady jerky. You know, somebody's going to bring over homemade jerky. I don't think I'm trying it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, and they're trading poop for jerky.
That's right.
Amazing.
I wonder how much honey he gets for poop.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sienna sent in the next one, and just another beautiful, beautiful horse trailer. Two-place horse trailer, good condition, needs some work, but there's no major dents or rusted through spots. The tires all have inner tubes and good tread. There may be... when you say there's no rust spots, are you not counting the giant rust spot on the front of the trailer? I mean, is that what is what's
are
happening?
They now counting the fact that both of the sides have rusted off and they have had to put what looks like leftover barn boards on the sides to be the sides of the
trailer? It's pretty amazing that they could sit there and say that. I mean, you can look at the picture and be like, wow, it's really rusty.
And there's no roof. It's a convertible. So you've got good air conditioning in the summertime. It's a perfect deal.
You know what this is? This is the SS Geordi. It's got the little eye things in the front like Geordi on Star Trek.
Oh, it does. You're right. It kind of looks Star Trek-ish with the little windows.
It can see in the dark.
We'll post that on Facebook so everybody can take a look at this quality two-place horse trailer.
And it doesn't have a price, so the two places are expensive. Beth Ann sent in the next one. Beth Ann, pony, $500 in Tallahassee. Oh, Florida's winning the prize today. Pony for sale, brand new Coggins. Stands for farrier. Hoofs done today. Pony gelding is great with kids, good with other horses. This pony will not do well around cattle. The only reason we're selling him is because of our cattle. Farrier knows he has been with goats previously. He's 15 years old. Great pony. Really wish he liked cattle. We will be selective. That's a good one, Beth Ann. That's a good one.
I don't know that we need to say any more about that one. That is not cattle safe pony. Uta sent in a bunch this week. Uta sent in the following one. Horse come getter.
Oh, God. Come get her.
Come
get her.
$1,000 in Columbus. That's got to be Georgia. I have a quarter mare for sale or trade. Not sure if she has papers. She's about 15. Well, you would know if she had papers, you'd have them. Sorry. She is about 15 years old. She is brown and has two white markings on her back legs. And as far as I know, wait a minute. She has two back markings on her legs. As far as I know, she can be ridden. She doesn't even know if she has back markings on her back legs. She is pretty friendly, but I am not a horsey guy, so I can't tell you much about her. She had something done to her feet a couple months ago.
Oh, my God.
Don't let her age discourage you. She has plenty of spunk left in her. Saw her buck the woman off a few times.
Oh, my God.
Bought the horse my woman. But she don't... Bought the horse my woman, but she don't want her anymore either. She bucked her off a few times, no wonder. I think there is a saddle and other stuff in the shed that I can throw in too. This guy is not sure about anything. I don't have any use for a horse. I'm open to offers too if you want to make me a trade. Here we go. Guess what? If you have an ATV or, Jamie?
Guns!
A truck or any hunting equipment, let's talk or call. Let me review this. He's not sure if the horse has papers. He's not sure if it has back legs, or at least markings on the back legs. He's pretty sure it's friendly, except for when he bucks his woman off. By the way, that's a woman. He bucks his woman off, and the woman don't want her anymore, and he's not sure about the other stuff in the shed. This guy's not sure about a lot.
Poor horse. I think he had something done with his feet. I don't know.
He's probably got a llama out there, and it's not a horse at all, but he's not sure.
You don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Oh, that was a good one. Robin sent this one in. Registered black and white paint mare, 1600. All caps. This is no punctuation. Green, broke, but very eeling mare. It will go down the trail, walk, trot, lope, dog, genital, sweepin'. Your pocket mare can be kind of on the lazy side, but she will move about If ask very pretty mare, can haul for a fee my loss your gain. Huh.
This one's $1,600. That's above our asking price for no punctuation.
Yeah, exactly. You, if you're going to have no punctuation, it's got to be under 500.
That's right. That's the rule. That's funny. Scott sent the following in. I think that's a new name. So thank you, Scott, for sending this. Oh, who gave me this one? I did not read it. Did you put this in? Is this a real one, Jennifer?
This is real. Scott sent this in.
All right.
It's not my fault you didn't read ahead.
I didn't read ahead. For sale is a glorious futon that will be... Let me start over. For sale...
Gotta read this word for
word,
Glenn.
Yes, I do.
Be careful.
For sale is a glorious futon that will greatly enhance the allure of any room in which it is placed. One must take great caution in regards to who is seated upon this coitus-inducing furnishing. For once a sitter is hypnotized by its sex appeal, they will attempt to engage in sexual acts, regardless of race, age, gender, or relation. Oh, God. This could be quite advantageous if one were attempting to woo a potential life partner or a one-night stand. I personally have never had the opportunity to utilize its magical effects.
I haven't done it on this futon.
Yeah, but I can assure you with great certainty that it will make your dreams come true. You are welcome to view it before purchasing it, but for liability reasons, I obviously can't allow any test sitting.
Oh, gosh, that's hilarious.
Scott wins something. I don't care if it's about horses or not. That's hilarious.
For liability reasons, I obviously cannot allow any test sitting. Oh, my gosh, that's hysterical, Scott. Thank you very much for that. You made my day.
This poor guy had no friends. He couldn't try it out. Oh, well.
Oh, awesome.
And by the way, this is the only futon in the world that is comfortable enough to have this appeal. I'm just saying.
That's fantastic.
From personal experience in my younger days.
I have a futon in my office right now, and the only thing that sits on it is the cat.
Has no sex appeal at all, your futon?
By himself.
And the cat is neutered, so that's not a problem. All right, let's pick some winners. We have the wonderful Horse Grooming Solutions, which I'm sure includes some of the Healthy Hair Care Herbal Wash that we talked about earlier. Who are we going to pick for that?
The futon is great. Scott needs something. And what do we have, two prizes?
Two prizes.
I think it's appropriate that Scott gets the cleaning products because... I think Scott needs some cleaning. His mind needs some cleaning. I'm not sure about his horse. But what do you think? Let's give Scott the cleaning products from Perfect Solution.
And I did love, I loved Uta's about the person that didn't know anything about the horse.
And I think Uta would be a perfect one to receive the Alchemy of Lightness.
I think so,
by
too.
By Dominique Barbier and Dr. Maria Kozvulzatsis. I think that would be perfect, Uta. And we want you to do a book review on it after you get it and read it. And after you're done weeding it, we want to know how light you are and how thoughtful you are and how spiritual you are. That's what we want to know. That's what this book's about. So.
I love it. I love it.
All right,
and I think
good.
That book sounds amazing. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll ship it out to Uta. Uta, you have responsibility. You have to review it for us. Thank you, everybody who submitted. You can submit for next week's Really Bad Ads by sending your ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. It really only takes about 5 minutes on Craigslist to find these crazy ads. Send them to us. We love reading them, and we love the fact that you spend time doing this and have nothing else to do in your life. We love that fact, too. We'll be back here live on Monday morning. Unfortunately, Jamie won't be with us, but we will be back, Jennifer and I, and whoever I find as co-host. I'm going to drag somebody up from Ada to do that, and we'll be having a lot of people joining us with some brand new products coming to the market that you will see later in the year in your tack shops. So that's what Monday's show will be, live from snowy Philadelphia. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. We'll see you, Jamie.
All right, bye, guys. Have fun. And Jennifer, you know what I need? You've got my credit card number. Spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great weekend.